This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. No, it is not March 1st. In case you've forgotten or already mixed up the date, it is February 29th, or Leap Day, which happens once every 4 years, except the three times every four centuries when it doesn't. So it's kind of easy to forget, unless Leap Day happens to be your birthday. Word of Mouth producer Molly Donahue spoke to one Leap Day activist to learn more about this quadrennially challenged population.
For most Americans, Leap Day comes and goes without much fanfare. Sure, it's great for a romantic comedy plot, but how do you celebrate an extra Monday? Well, you could take a page from Kenneth the Page from the NBC sitcom 30 Rock.
Did you not grow up with Leap Day William? He lives in the Mariana Trench. He emerges every 4 years to trade children's tears for candy?
What? No!
Oh, Miss Lemon, you are missing out. Every 4 years, you get a magical extra day. A day
to do the thing. Of course, you don't have to believe in Leap Day William to treat February 29th with a little bit of superstition. In Great Britain, where Leap Day wasn't officially recognized until 1752, Leap Day is the one day where a woman can propose to a man, a tradition which later became the basis for Sadie Hawkins Day here in the U.S. In Greece, it's considered bad luck to get married during a leap year. And as many as 1 in 5 Greek couples postpones their marriage to avoid holding their wedding during a leap year. For one population, all that superstition is besides the point, because they've been living with the logistics of Leap Day since the day they were born. I'm talking, of course, about Leap Day babies, or as they prefer to be called, leaplings.
The odds of being born on Leap Year Day is 1 out of 1,461, so that's about 684 out of 1 million people.
That's roughly 5 million people, according to Ray Neldon, a co-founder of the Honor Society for Leap Year Day Babies. And what exactly is that?
Okay, so the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies is an internet birthday club worldwide. And what we provide is a forum for people born on February 29 to interact with each other if they like.
The Honor Society was founded in 1996 and has over 11,000 members who all celebrate their birthdays on the same, very special day. For those born on a leap day, things like birthday celebrations can get complicated, and asking how old they are can be a very sensitive question. So what is the protocol?
Here's the key. Someone turning 24 years old can say, "I'm six." When you say, "I'm 6 years old," that's clearly not the case. When you say, "I'm six," that's actually the truth, because I've only had 6 birthdays on the date I was born.
Aside from the confusion over age and birthdays, there's another harder question to answer. What happens when your birthday registers as incorrect or your birth certificate isn't accurate?
You are a rumor, recognizable only as deja vu, and dismissed just as quickly. You don't exist. You were never even born.
Okay, it's not quite as dramatic as that. But plenty of leaplings do run into legal issues over having been born on a day that doesn't always exist.
There are so many doctors and nurses who offer the parent the opportunity to change the date of their baby's birth. They can put the February 28th or March 1st if the parent chooses. Oftentimes, the parents will try to talk the doctor or nurse into changing the date, which is completely illegal.
The birth certificate is the tip of the iceberg. Leaplings have wrong dates on driver's licenses, mismatched official documentation, and the big one, an inability to be recognized when filling out online forms. Aside from the sometimes solution of plugging in the year first on online forms, in hopes that it will recognize it as a leap year, there's not a whole lot of practical advice for dealing with the challenges leaplings face from a world that just doesn't understand their struggle.
So the sooner we really accept the fact that we have this extra day every 4 years in order to keep everything happening in the same season every year, then it sure would make life a lot easier for those of us born on that day.
Maybe it's not that people don't want to accept Leap Day, but that we just sort of forget about it the other 3 years. For Word of Mouth, this is Molly Donahue.